Thank you for a wonderful time, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful presence, Lord. Thank you for hearts full of humbleness, Lord. Thank you for your provision, Lord. And first of all, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for the great, great sacrifice, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, be with us. We give to you this year, Lord, in our life. Fill us with your presence, Lord. Help us to be wise. Help us to see things, Lord, through your eyes, Lord. Help us to hear your voice. Help us, Lord, to be better in this year than previous year, Lord. Help us to reach goals in you, to fulfill our promises to you, Lord. Help us to bring the good fruits to your life, of your life in us, Lord. You are so great blessing to us, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to others, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, thank you for the joy of salvation. Hallelujah. You took our sins. You took our transgressions, Lord. You took our shame. You took our sadness, Lord, and you gave us joy, new life, light. Thank you for it, Lord, for everything. Hallelujah. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you for worship. You may be seated. The wonderful presence of the Lord in this place. I always tell this story. In Ukraine, I remember once I prepared a very sad message about Yom Kippur. And I prepared to deliver this message, and during the worship time, joy of the Lord came upon the worship team, and they begin to dance and they're rejoicing in the Lord. And I remember I was trying to stop all this, you know, because it should be very sad. It's Yom Kippur. And then I understood something. The Lord already forgive us. And he already atone us from our sins. And he already gave us great life in him. We have something to rejoice in him. Thank you for your amen. I want to remind, we have a child care for our toddlers from 3 to 18. You remember? Not to 4. Thank you for light. Let it be light. So I want to speak today about Yom Kippur, and I will not deliver something new to you, you know already. But you know, according to the Jewish tradition, Yom Kippur service is the longest one. So, and if you remember the message, Javier's message, be prepared. So be prepared for it. So I want to touch today Yom Kippur, and I want to read from the Leviticus chapter 23, verses from 27 to 28. This is something important for our lives and very helpful to me personally. I want to share it with you. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement, the judgment day, the holiest day in the Jewish life, the holiest day. I will read it. From the 10th day of this 7th month is the day of atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do not work on that day, because it is the day of atonement, when atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. Amen. When I think about fall festivals, autumn festivals, I divided them into 4 main categories for myself. And it helps me to stay focused on it. Rosh Hashanah, this is the time to revive. When we hear the shofars, it's hard to sleep during the shofars. It's possible, but very difficult. Rosh Hashanah, it's time to revive from our life without the Lord. Yom Kippur, this is the special time to sanctify ourselves, to come closer to the Lord, to come closer to the Lord, to revive our heart, to get repentance from the Lord in our hearts. Sukkot, this is a very interesting holiday. For me, this is the holiday. It means walk with the Lord, our traveling with the Lord, time of traveling. And Simchat Torah, it's not so sad festival. Do you agree with me? A lot of joy in it. This is time to rejoice. As for me, this is the same. Come to the Lord, revive. Get closer to Him. Clean your heart. Only one way to get closer to Him, it's through purification in the Lord. Nothing more. Only one way. Next, live with the Lord in this condition. It's not only for Yom Kippur and Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah. This is our style of life, every day of life. And so important, rejoice in salvation. Can you tell to someone, rejoice in salvation? I know, we are entering the great fest today. I know, it's hard. It's sometimes but it's not sad. It's wonderful to fast in Him before the Lord. So rejoice in Him. The Lord wants to teach us how to live our life with Him. He wants to tell us. He wants to teach us how to do it. This is the condition in life of believer who put his trust in the Lord. Come to the Lord. Purify yourself. Follow after the Lord. And be joyful in the Lord. It's so important, so important. This reminds me of one of my favorite places of Scripture. I want to read it for you. This is from Romans chapter 14, verse 17. And please read it with me so you can follow me. For the kingdom of God, and I want to take one step back. The Lord already came for the first time during the spring festivals. You know it. And He died during the Passover time for us. And He gave His Spirit during what holiday? Shavuot. You remember? Somebody says Pentecost, but it's Shavuot, Pentecost. Amen. So He gave His Spirit to us. And now He will return for the second time. And He teach us how to walk in Him. So for the kingdom of God, we are living in the kingdom of God. We are waiting for the kingdom of God. Our hope, our hearts into the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness, shalom, and joy in the Ruach HaKodesh. Let's say together, righteousness, shalom and joy. This is the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. Of course, we want to eat. It's normal. It's normal for us. But the kingdom of God, it's not about food or drinks. It's about righteousness, peace, and His abundant joy in us, in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is requirement for life with the Lord. Right position before the Lord. And this is possible only through the sacrifice of Yeshua HaMashiach. Our revival, our awakening from our sins, possible only through His sacrifice for us, through His mercy, through His blood, through His atonement for us. This is Yom Kippur to us. Do you see it? Without atonement, without sharing the blood, you will not have life. But through the sacrifice, through the Yom Kippur, through the atonement, you have possibility, you have the way of salvation. Shalom. Shalom. Let's say shalom. You know, in Hebrew it's hello, peace, sometimes it's goodbye. But in this condition, I will say, Shalom, this is the peace from the Lord. You know, one of the gifts what Lord gave me when I came first time to Him, I remember He gave me Shalom. And I remember how precious it was for me. When I received Him for first time in my life, before I had troubles with my dream, you know, sometimes I sleep. But I remember when He filled my heart with His presence. He gave me this peace, abundant peace, river of peace, St. John's River of peace in our hearts. It's not small, it's a lot, it's huge, it's powerful. Sometimes you think it's slow, but it's deep. Rivers of the Holy Spirit in our life. Only in His righteousness we can have a shalom, deep peace. And you know, one of the biggest problems of this world around us, this is lack of peace, lack of shalom in hearts. This is why it's happened, everything. Do you heard about elections? Yes, I know. It's a problem. I came from Ukraine, I heard a lot about elections. But how to keep your heart in the Lord? Only through the peace. And Yom Kippur speaks about the peace of the Lord. Forgiveness in the Lord. Rabbi David post in Facebook invitation for all of us. If you want to have peace with the Lord. Peace with the Lord. And only in safety place, only from the place of forgiveness, reconciliation, love, safety place, peace with the Lord, we can have the deep, deep shalom, deep peace. First of all, with the Lord, and second, with ourselves. Amen. People are struggling with the Lord, with ourselves, you know. But the Lord prepared peace for us. It's much better than struggling. And third, joy. Let's say joy. The real joy is possible only when you have shalom. Can you see it? Without shalom, you will have peace and joy. When you have shalom, you will have joy. And it's also overwhelming joy in your life. This joy comes only from one source, the waters of the Holy Spirit, Ruach Kodesh. This is why it says here very clearly. Can you look with me one more time? For the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness, shalom, and joy, where? In the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Only in Him we can have joy, overwhelming with the Lord. We live in the interesting times. We have many distractions around us. And, you know, people are putting their trust and joy into so many things. So many things. New clothes, it's more for women, of course. New cars, it's touching more men, you know. New houses, and you know, you can prolong this list. And it's normal to have joy in these small things. It's normal. If you have joy with something new, it's okay. It's okay with you, everything good. We have joy in this. But I want to remind us today, the real joy, not temporary joy, but real joy, deep joy, comes and it's possible only in the Lord. In the Lord. And through the Lord, in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So righteousness, shalom, and joy in the Lord. Today I have everything, but only Lord knows my tomorrow. Only Lord knows my tomorrow. I can have hopes, and you know, this year, it's a very special year, and I want to touch this subject very briefly. This Hurricane Matthew. He has a wonderful name, Matthew, but powerful. It's a great example for us. We don't know our future, but we can be sure only in the Lord and His promises. He promised us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When we sit in before this hurricane and I'm thinking about it, it reminds me the condition of high priest. before he entered in the Holy of Holies. You know, he don't know his future. When he standing before the Holy of Holies, I believe his heart was filled with the fear of future. What would happen there? What if Lord will not receive the sacrifice for my sins? What would happen there? But we can have great peace in his promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can you tell to yourself, the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me? This hurricane came in the days of Ah for us. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it was very difficult time, and for many people it's really bad destruction, and we prayed for many people around us. But praise the Lord, we are in this place, and we have this place. We have the roof, we have the windows, we have air condition, lights. We have possibility to be in this place. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for his salvation. So let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you so much for salvation, Lord. From hurricanes of our lives, Lord. Thank you. I want to take one more piece of hurricane. When I cleansed my mess in my yard a few days ago, I got an interesting idea. Sometimes it takes hurricane for us to clean our yard. I'm glad I'm not only one. We are together. The same in our spiritual lives. Hurricanes and storms are dangerous, spiritual storms. But because of it, we can cleanse the mess in our hearts. And sometimes it happens. Let's pray that these hurricanes will go past somewhere, not touched us. But if you're in the middle of hurricane, you can have a peace. You can have a righteousness. And most of all, you can have a joy. And this will be amazing for people around you. How can you have a joy in your hurricane? But it's possible because of Yeshua. I want to bring one lesson from Yom Kippur and one of the biggest lesson for me. This is the sacrificial life. Let's say sacrificial life. This is something that brings a sense, a meaning to enjoy to us. And Yom Kippur speaks about sacrificial life. If I want to have a complete joy in my life, only one way for it, be a sacrifice. Be a sacrifice. And please, not be afraid or scary. I don't want to bring anyone of us as a burning sacrifice here. Please relax. We are not bringing the people as burning sacrifices. I won't speak about way of life, about our style of life, if you wish. Romans 12, verse 12. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I like it. Good, acceptable, and perfect. If you doubt to follow Lord or not, please do. His will for you, good, acceptable, and perfect. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Great meaning in here. I want to ask for you, present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. I have a question. Which part of your bodies is actually your body? So present your leg to the Lord. Left leg. Present your arm to the Lord. Present piece of your head to the Lord. And you decide which piece of your head. The Lord speaks to us very clearly. Present all your body to the Lord. Let's say all. All. Your life, your mind, your heart, way of your thinking, lifestyle, attitude to the people around you, relationships in your family, commitment to your spiritual family, everything belongs to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Amen. Great freedom in this revelation. You are not belong to yourself. Not anymore. Your life is a gift from the Lord to you and to others. You have so much to give, to deposit, to share with people around you. You are the treasure in the eyes of the Lord. You are the treasure. Do you believe it or not? It does not important. You need to receive it as a matter of fact. Change your belief. Because in the eyes of the Lord, you are so important and you have so much within you to give to others, to present to the Lord. Amen. Believe it or not, you are the answer to somebody. You are the answer to somebody. Yeshua in you, the Holy Spirit in you, the peace in you, the righteousness in you, the joy through you, the answer to so many people. You are the angel of the Lord to the lives of people around you. Just receive it by faith. Amen. When you let God's blessing flow through you, you also will drink from this source of life. When you will bless others, you will drink from it too. Amen. Yom Kippur, the great sacrifice for us, and now we can be sacrifice and blessings for others. And I want to conclude my message with the invitation for everyone who don't know Yeshua yet. The Day of Atonement is the holiest day of the year. Yom means day in Hebrew, and Kippur comes from the root that means to atone. Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. In the ancient times, once a year, on Yom Kippur, the high priest entered into the holy place to cleanse the sins of Israel, only once in the year, during the Yom Kippur. More than 2,000 years ago, the Lord brings to an end the temple sacrificial system and prepared for us eternal sacrifice through the blood of His beloved Son. That's what's happened 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. Whole Orthodox theology was developed to replace the blood of atonement with the traditions and prayers. You know, if you want to be atoned, do this prayer, keep this tradition. But the Torah is very clear about this. Everything, even Mishkana, tabernacle of Moses, and temple should be cleansed by the blood of a sacrifice. And scripture says, without the Yom Kippur sacrifice, even Mishkana and temple unclean. Can you imagine it? How Israel depend upon the sacrifice of blood in this time? And if Lord does not accept the sacrifice on Yom Kippur, all other sacrifices not acceptable to the Lord. Because only once in the year, the high priest came to the Holy of Holies to cleanse the Holy of Holies from the sins of Israel to service to the Lord. And Hebrews, we can read it. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Let's say, no forgiveness. And as a Messianic Jew, I believe that Yeshua the Messiah, the high priest of the good things, he entered once in the Holy Holy and having obtained it, eternal redemption. And I want to invite you to receive, if you wish to accept God's mercy, God's sacrifice in Yeshua the Messiah. If you don't have peace with the Lord yet, this is the day of Yom Kippur for you. accept Yeshua. Don't go from here without His forgiveness, His peace, and His mercy. Amen. And if you are a believer already in this place, please remember, you have access, full access, to righteousness of the Lord, to His peace, and to His joy. And not only for yourself, you know, to hide it in your pocket, but to give it to others. Be a blessing to others. Came out of the shadow. Come. Begin to serve to the Lord and be a blessing to others. I want to stop with the prayers, and I want to ask the mercy from the Lord in our life. Let's pray together. And if you never decide before to accept Yeshua, if you never before experienced the life of Messiah inside of you, if you don't have the peace from the Lord, righteousness, if you don't have joy of the Lord, this is moment of truth for you. Accept Him. Open your heart. Accept Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement for you. Let's pray. Avinu Shabashamayim, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy through Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you for your Yom Kippur. Thank you for great sacrifice for our sins. Lord, we ask, forgive us. Forgive us for everything, Lord. Please be merciful to us, Lord. Please accept us, Lord, because of Yeshua and His sacrifice, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for Yeshua. Yeshua, I accept you as the Lord and Messiah in my life, and I want to walk with you and follow you. Thank you for joy, for peace, and for righteousness in my life, in the Holy Spirit. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi. It's our custom during the high holidays to take up special offerings for the mercy ministries of the congregation. Because of Hurricane Matthew and the fact that we didn't have Shabbat services this past weekend, we're also receiving tithes. For those of you who are wondering, can I give my tithes from last weekend now? The answer is yes, you can. So I want to invite the ushers to come forward. And if you're giving tithes, please indicate that on the envelope that you use. And if you're giving a special offering for the ministries that we support that are committed to the mercy of God being spread around, the prison ministry, the benevolence ministry, the food ministry, the Russian ministry, the ministry to the elderly, and the ministries that we have as well in support of Holocaust survivors in Budapest, and the other activities that we're engaged in. I encourage you to give generously. Give your tithes faithfully. And this is a good practical teaching. Don't divert your tithes to something else. Give your full tithe. That's one of the promises of God, that the ones who give their full tithe receive the benefits and the provision and the protection as well. So don't divert your tithes away from one thing to another, but give your tithes, and then in addition, say to the Lord, I want to give for the sake of mercy. Now, some people will say, well, where am I going to get the money to give for mercy? And Isaiah 58 gives you an idea. When you're fasting and you're not eating, when you're fasting and you're not drinking and you're not consuming things, instead of just thinking about how you're feeling, like, well, I'm hungry, think about the hungry. And so everyone can always find money to give to the needy, and that's by fasting and taking time and dedicating your time in service to the Lord. It's not enough. It's not it's not enough just to fast according to a tradition. Isaiah 58 teaches us this. We fast for a purpose. So let's pray right now. Lord, we thank you for provision in our lives. Lord, we don't want to be thieves. We don't want to rob you of your tithe. And we don't want to be closed-hearted or closed-minded. We don't want to turn away the hungry and the needy. And we want to take care of those who you send to us, the immigrant and the poor, the prisoner who you've called us to minister to. And we ask, Lord, that as we're giving our tithes and as we're giving our offerings for the ministry of mercy, we pray, Lord, that you would multiply them and that you would cause that all that we have and all that we give together would be useful for the building up of your kingdom. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Ushers, you can receive the tithes and the offerings this evening. How many of us can say God spared us during this hurricane? How many people had trees fall in the yard but they didn't hit your house? How many people had branches fall in your yard? My trees are giving thanks because they have a lighter load. The Spanish moss that was high above is now down low. And how many of you had moss and leaves and all sorts of things that fell down? But you're alive, right? And does anyone not have power yet? Not, you don't, not yet. Oh no. You probably need someone to stay with. Let's thank the Lord for all that he's restored, for all the protection that he gave us. Lord, thank you. You are good to us. I want to ask you to stand. We're going to pray together Avinu Malkeinu, first in the English. Let's join together. Our Father, our King, be merciful and answer us. Though we have no worthy deeds, treat us charitably with loving kindness, for you have saved us.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Chanenu Adenu, Ki Eibanu Masim. Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Imanu tzedakah v'chesed, aseh imanu tzedakah v'chesed, ki hoshiyanu. Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. Adnenu, Adnenu, ki ein banu masi.
There's a wonderful traditional prayer, Zachrenu L'chaim, remember us unto life. And it's not something that's limited by tense. We thank the Lord for having remembered us. And we thank him because he will remember us. But we also thank him because he is remembering us now. And so let's read this together and pray this. Remember us unto life, O King who delights in life, and inscribe us into the book of life for your sake, O God of life.
Zachrenu l'chaim, melech ha'feis b'chaim, b'chatvenu b'sefer ha'chaim, l'mancha Elohim, Le'mancha Elohim, Le'mancha Elohim Chaim. Zachrenu l'chaim, melech ha'feit b'chaim, v'chatvenu b'sefer ha'chaim. Le'mancha Elohim, Le'mancha
Remember us.
Thursday, as the storm was rising up, Sandy and I were on the highway, and the rain was really coming down heavily. So heavily that if my eyes were closed, I wouldn't have seen less. The visibility was really bad, and there were some big trucks all around us driving, I thought, dangerously. And I thought, we can't stop, but we can barely see. And I thought, well, maybe this is the end. And then I was thinking, Zachrenu, remember us. And I said to Sandy, help me see. You know, like, you look too. And then I just started praying in the Spirit. And we prayed for 30 minutes because it was impossible to drive without the Spirit of God's help during that time. And as you can tell, we survived. But I can tell you that you may not think that it's useful to say to God, remember me. But there are moments when it's very good to say, God, here I am. Don't forget me. Here I am. Remember me. I remember you. And pray in the Spirit and strengthen yourself. Pray beyond your understanding, beyond your power. And you'll find that God will sustain you. He'll bring you through difficulties. He'll bring you through the waters. He'll bring you through the storms. And he will show you that he is the one who calms the storm. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yes.
And he is the one who is the master even over storms. Don't be terrified in times of trouble because he's with you. Well, one of the consequences of Matthew is he did knock a lot of palm trees and palm branches down, and a lot of them have already been collected. And so Steve Mowry, our official palm collector for Sukkot, has sent out word. He's going to need help. You need to look for palm branches. And Joshua Manning and Jared Burke are working on setting up the sukkah this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they could use 3 or 4 more guys or gals to help. And you can let them know directly if you can be there to help. And there's even, I think, a sign-up sheet. And we need your help to gather and bring palms for sukkah. So, for Sukkot. So this Sunday will be Palm Sunday. And if you actually, here's one sentence I missed in the announcement. If you have some palm branches, you can bring them this weekend to Shabbat services. So they're ready for the sukkah setup. So it's not just Palm Sunday, it's Palm Friday and Palm Saturday, Shabbat. But if you have some palm leaves, you know, the big ones that are good for putting on top of the sukkah, please bring them this weekend to services as a holy offering. Let's thank the Lord. And why don't you turn to someone and say, Tzomkal, may you have an easy fast. Easy because your heart's right with God and your mind is on the Lord. As you afflict yourself and do without, let your hearts be stirred towards the Lord. I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the morning. We're going to continue confessing our sin and receiving the joy and the cleansing that comes from this. And after the service, we'll have a short break, and then we'll have a Yizkor service, a time of saying Kaddish and remembering our loved ones who have passed away and receiving comfort and encouragement from the Lord. So, shalom, everyone. Shalom, chavarim. Shalom, friends. See you tomorrow.